Hello and welcome to the Friday, April 12th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we'll start today with an update to Microsoft's Patch Tuesday. It turns out it wasn't as smooth as it should be for some users. In particular, users in Brazil, it appears. There was one issue that prevented the system from starting at all. And users of Kaspersky Antivirus experienced an issue where Kaspersky refused to start after the system booted. At this point, there is no definite solution to this. There are workarounds, and I will post the links to the Kaspersky and Microsoft articles with details. But at this point, Microsoft decided to pull this particular update, and this is a knowledge base 28.23.32.4, and investigate the issue. So at a later point in time, you may see this particular patch appear again. So if you haven't patched yet, you should be safe at this point. If you patch today, the update should no longer be available, or if it becomes available again, then hopefully in a fixed form. If you already applied the patch and everything is working fine for you, leave it as is. No need to remove the patch if your antivirus and if your system is booting fine. With the antivirus, you would have seen a warning telling you that the license is invalid, so it would be pretty obvious that there is a problem. Well, a couple times this week, we talked about Wi-Fi routers and firmware flaws in Wi-Fi routers. Actually, I think last week also we talked about the Linksys EA2700 routers. Well, Cisco now came up with a statement regarding these particular flaws and says that you should upgrade to the smart Wi-Fi firmware. If you do that, and this firmware was released about a year ago, then you're not vulnerable to these flaws. So given that these flaws are pretty trivial to exploit, exploits have been published, you definitely should consider upgrading to this newer firmware. Now, however, there's also a risk with this new firmware, and that's the fact that this is a cloud-based firmware. So you no longer will log in to your own router. Instead, you will log in to Linksys' site, make any adjustments there, and then the update or in the configuration will be pushed to the router. A lot of people didn't like that because this would essentially allow Linksys, for example, to remotely disable routers and know about the configuration about these routers. But given those recent bugs, your option is really just to either get a new router or to use this smart Wi-Fi firmware. And then an update regarding the leak of the AMI signing key that I mentioned. AMI now released a statement that the leaked key was actually a test key that is commonly being sent to manufacturers of components as part of the software package that AMI provides. And this test key is then replaced with the real key later on. So appears that the key that was leaked here is not usable to actually sign firmware. And then there was an interesting presentation that was published today about hacking aircrafts, or really manipulating the data streams that aircrafts exchange. There are really two different data streams here, ADS-B, the Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. This is essentially sort of a beacon that the plane sends with its position. It's optional, not all planes necessarily support it. And then ACARS, which is the Aircraft Communication Addressing and Reporting, which is used for a number of status messages and such. Thing is that these data streams are not encrypted and not authenticated. Now, the not not, no encryption part is somewhat understandable because all planes in the vicinity of the airplane and the ground stations have to be able to receive this. And this is, of course, a global system, so coordinating encryption keys would probably be not a very practical. Same with digitally signing these messages. As a result, of course, it's possible to spoof them. Now, just listening in on these messages is not actually the problem here. It's really more or less public data, like the position of the airplane. But what could happen is someone impersonating an airplane and then sending a fake ADS-B or ACARS signal to actually redirect planes and fool their navigation system. In this presentation, a system is demonstrated to implement these attacks with an Android handset. A Samsung Galaxy handset was used here to actually implement these different protocols. GNU Radio actually does support a lot of this. Like, I've experimented a little bit with ADS-B and just a simple USB dongle that you can get for not too much money, and it works pretty well. The range is a little bit limited based on the antenna, but the data rates are not really all that high and the frequencies are not that high, so it's reasonably easy to decode all of this in software. In the end, there's certainly a risk here if these systems are trusted blindly. However, if there's some other backup methods, like for example GPS systems, radar and such, then I think the risk here can be somewhat mitigated. Again, particular ADS-B, for example, isn't even implemented on all commercial airplanes, so many really do without it. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.